Nolte, Washington Post fact checker lets Joe Biden lie his way out of Iraq war lie. By John Nolte on September 10, 2019. The far-left Washington Post's disgraced fact-checkers allowed Joe Biden to squirm out of a fact-check by telling a lie to cover up the lies he has told about his support for the Iraq war. Obviously concerned that his support for the war in Iraq will hurt him in the Democrat primary and, should he win the nomination, the general election, Biden has been running around lying about when he stopped supporting the war. His basic talking point over the past few weeks has been this. Immediately, the moment it started, I came out against the war at that moment. He has repeated this lie on at least three occasions. This isn't just a lie on Biden's part, it's a whopper. Like a lot of Democrats who voted for the war in March of 2003. After it officially began, Biden did immediately criticize President George W. Bush's handling of combat operations. But every Democrat did this in the hope they could have their cake and eat it too. Look tough voting for the war and still attack the president going into his 2004 re-election campaign. But criticizing the war plan has zero to do with coming out against the war. In fact, it would be more than 2.5 years before Biden admitted his vote was a mistake. And it wouldn't be until 2008 that Biden finally came out and said the war never should have been fought. What's more, until that time, even the Post's useless fact-checkers were able to find statement after statement from Biden in support of the war. Nevertheless, despite repeating this lie over and over again over the past couple of weeks, the Post's left-wing fact-checkers let Biden off the hook, and let him do so by telling a new lie to cover up the original lie. Speaking in New Hampshire about the controversy Monday, Biden said, "The extent to which I misspoke was, my public statements were that we were doing this all the wrong way." Because of that, the Post gave Biden a sweet pass. Regular readers know that we withhold Pinocchios when a politician admits error. Biden was on his way to 4 Pinocchios until his staff acknowledged that he misspoke. So we will leave this unrated and let readers make their own decision. But the problem is this. Biden's claim he misspoke is another lie. Biden did not misspeak. On at least three occasions, he said something that wasn't true. Biden didn't jumble his words. Biden wasn't unclear. Biden didn't mean to say one thing and then said another. Quite the opposite, Biden was very clear about what he wanted to say, about the lie he was hoping to get away with. And now he's lying about lying, and the Post still let him off the hook. This is the same fact-checker that called then-Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney a liar when he said then-President Obama had never visited Israel when that was true. Democrats sure got it good. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.